That was Mashiro Takahashi with No Kings off of some album. What's this called? What is it called? In Another. It's off of, Telephone Explosion Records. So just putting this out. Now, from Japan, Mashiro Takahashi now lives in Toronto, hence the name why Telephone Explosion is putting them out. And all sorts of stuff. Does electronic and dance music, believe it or not, J-pop and natural sounds. So this is very chill, a chill work of his, No Kings. It sounds pretty chill, because there's no kings. Otherwise, it'd be like, dong, 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 yeah. Trump, 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 dong, dong, chaos. Yeah, this is very, very, man, this is the chillest thing. No kings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm back. Hello. Hello. It's Alan, Night Danger Radio Show. I also do late night stuff on a weekly basis. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, before that, speaking of just sort of an impromptu theme here, we had Paul Carginello out of Montreal. We had something called Fascists in Our Midst. That was a single put out there from the dude from Montreal named Paul. There you go. Yeah.
Fascism.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what we had before. We had Edith Piaf in various pitches. Yeah. Yeah. And we're pitching for Fun Drive right now too.
Yeah, we're doing okay. I think we're doing all right.
Yeah,
27,000 plus. Mm-hmm. Fun Drive technically was at the exact halfway point, if you want to be all technical, at 5 p.m. to on Friday, and so ideally, I guess we'd be at 30,000. By then, but 27,000 is pretty great. So everyone who's pledged. We can't thank you enough. Amazing.
Nope, keeping us on the air.
That's right.
So thank you every day. So, yeah, somewhere in our hearts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you hate hedge funds, I don't know, I do. Always destroying what they touch. We have economizing until it's like a pile of pulp. You can help us with our CKW radio project at fundrive.ckuw.ca. You can pledge, let's see, I would say $35. That's a good start. If you haven't ever donated to the station before, you're not living. Let's face it. You're just I don't know what you're doing. You're just pushing buttons like a rat in a maze, getting your food. You know how they train people? Yes, that too. They train rats to like, touch a button and get their little food thing.
For sure.
That's
cats too. I've seen some of my cat videos. They're doing that now.
Yeah, and you can sort of break it by phoning the old fashioned way at 204-774-6877. So help that this station. It's definitely different. It's there's no pattern to it really, is there? Totally random. It's great.
Monday's interesting. Yeah. The schedule.
And actually, my cat has trained me to. We have this symbiosis now. It's ridiculous. So, like, it communicates really good with me. It'll walk right to the fridge and like, open it. Like, that's really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats, like, get me a beer. Okay, cat.
Yeah. Cats know more than we think. I think they just hide it well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think they know way more than they're letting on, you know.
Actually, when I got the cat, it was named Edith. I just played Edith Piaf, whatever her name is there, like Edith
Piaf. Yeah.
I keep thinking Piaf like the rice base or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Edith something, yeah, I forgot. Buried in the famous cemetery there, the whatever it is called. Pierre Lachaise Cemetery or something in Paris? Or is that,
I don't know where
Jim Morrison's buried. Same one.
Is she buried there as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, and if you watch Inception, you'll notice that song. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
so if you don't donate to CKW, everybody will stare at you in the dream and they'll start bumping you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Edith Piaf plays.
Yeah. I don't think there's very many other radio stations playing Edith.
Not dream. I had this big heavy stoner set there from the 70s, right. The 8-track era there or something, and then all of a sudden throw her on there.
Yeah.
And like, eh, whatever. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, people who listen to CKW are my kind of people, you know, the open-minded people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't, like, a lot of some of my friends that I have would be like, holy crap, what is this guy doing? You know, like playing songs like that back to back. But then, of course, I've got some other friends who are like, yeah, that's perfect. That's great. So, yeah, I got a feeling a lot of our $27,000 that we've already raised is from very open-minded, cool people. Just saying. Just putting that out there. So, but yeah, someone should call. I mean, the phones are pretty quiet right now. And I don't know if there's anything in the inbox yet from the online pledges. But yeah, that's an easy one. I mean, it's crazy to me that, you know, I have my cell phone in front of me. It's a piece of junk. It's an LG Velvet, which they actually discontinued because it was so bad. But I just am too cheap. I have this stupid thing. But it blows my mind that you know, you could take your cell phone right now and pledge to CKW. That's weird, man. You know what I mean? Or if you have one of those tablet things, you can get on your tablet and...
Simple.
And yeah, give us like $75 and get that awesome CKW Fun Drive shirt, which is going to be kind of a light pink this year. And Natalie Mark was our artist, our local artist that we contract out an artist every year to do our Fun Drive shirts. And it's always local because we're a community radio station and we support our community. So, and we hope our community can support us in return. It's kind of like a, you know, I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine type thing, you know?
So. Yeah. And limited edition t-shirts.
For real. It's kind of cool too when you're around town, maybe you're going to a show and you see someone with CKW stuff on, either like the toque or the hoodies or one of the Fun Drive t-shirts from years past. This year we're giving a tote bag away for $95.90, and that's a first time thing, so it'll be pretty cool when you see someone out and about somewhere and they got the CKW stuff. I know I get stopped all the time. People like in the grocery store, at the superstore, people like, dude, CKUW. I'm like, yeah, wicked, man. You know, so it's pretty cool. Because not everyone has that, right? Like, it's pretty much a select group of folks that have CKW swag. You know, it's not like everybody, so.
It's like a street gang.
It is. It's like a cult.
Or a cult. Or like one of those service organizations like the Odd Fellows or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, really odd fellow, because you're CKW. Yeah.
That's right. Join like CKW.
You are like
secret society.
Yeah, very artistic underground. And
yeah, we should, you know, we need to make up like a secret handshake.
Mensa or something. Musical Mensa. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I could talk about different prepared pianos or fractional reserve banking. Or what do you want to talk about?
Oh, man.
Cast iron, gray cast iron versus malleable. I don't know. What do you want? I could talk. I really don't know.
We should talk about how we're getting kicked out of our own studio.
Yeah.
Sometime. My God.
Plumbing, man.
Yeah. There's a plumbing problem it's not us. It's the University of Winnipeg. And
It keeps raining weird stuff on us. So.
Yeah.
We've had for a while now. We have these tarps we have to throw up once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I was here one night when things were leaking, and I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, dang. Like, should I phone the emergency line? But I was like, it's 2 in the morning, so I don't think Rob would appreciate that. So I never phoned. I just put the garbage can there and left and hoped for the best. And you know, the next day, I think I phoned just to make sure it was okay. And they're like, yeah, it's good. So... I was pretty relieved, you know. So,
All right. Well, we're gonna listen to this. I'll play some proper music in a bit. Really soon. Yeah.
It feels like we're going to blast off
here. It's your community radio. You can blast us off with a good donation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real. We raised a little bit of money tonight at the show, so that's wonderful. So the totals that we're giving you, the 31, or that were $31,613 away from our $60,000 goal, that might be a little bit less, actually, because we thanks to all the people that came out to the show tonight, we raised a little bit there, and I know there was some pledges taken through the magic technology of that Square deal that you can plug right into your phone now. I mean, things are getting out of control, man. The convenience is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could take, like, someone's payment just walking down the street now with that little Square. You could be like, hey, man, can you donate to my my Allen fund, Allen's Poor Fund? And they'd be like, sure. And you just pull out your phone, and there you go. Laughing. Get it all set up proper, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go from this Joel Van Drugenbroek thing. Production music. Sounds like out of The Thing or something.
That was
weird. Where are we going here? Yes, we had some weird stuff from Holland, just the Dutch. Some sort of Dutch promotion guy emailing me a bunch of music from the Netherlands. So this is Jaguar 777, and then we'll follow that up with more of him, and then
yeah, well, 204-774-6877 is pretty close to what that is.
Followed up with the Six Shooters here in CKW. Do you pledge, keep us going here? Pledge, don't be a lemon.
Yeah.
Be lemon-scented and give us pledge, because lemon... I keep thinking furniture polish is horrible. It's like, you know how old my furniture polish is, everybody? I found a bottle. It was I don't know how I found it. It was like a glass bottle. It says Western Grocers on it. It must be from the 40s or 50s, but I'm still using this damn this lemon polish. There you go. Now I know something at 2:13 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not dangerous.
Yeah. I think it's time for coffee, the way I'm talking here about furniture polish and pledges. Give us the real one here, fundrive.cqw.ca. I'm just saying it again. Here's Jaguar 777.
In the beginning, I started as dust. I was a shooting star until I began to rust. That's what it looked like. And I wanted to shape thee.
the hills are getting steeper.
Lost in the waves. What are you doing there? Well, you are stopped. You're transfixed. You cannot change the channel. That's because you're tuned directly into CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yes, it's community-driven radio. Yes, by people like you and me. Well, not so much me. I have fallen apart. My body is gone. I no longer have a body. I am just a disembodied voice begging you, getting down on my proverbial knees at this point, because I have no knees, and wishing that you will donate to the state of the station. CKUW.ca right now. Click donate. Feel great. Wiggle, jiggle. Hey, find that inner energy. Get an overabundance of it. Watch as you explode before others' eyes. You are absolutely in control, and I know that you can do this. These are your powers. These are your inner thoughts. I want you to click and donate now. This is Manitoba Moon. Here's more with Mr. Mumbles.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, Show Pony.
Show Pony.
Yeah. Other bands. Hater, yeah. Not the supergroup. Soundgarden.
Soundgarden?
This is, we just heard there a single called Stinger from a group called Hater out of Sweden. There. Before that, we had from the Netherlands sick, as in ill. Sick Shooters with Evacuation and Sweet Telephone. That's a hint. Before that, we had Jaguar 777, which I erroneously also assumed was from the Netherlands. Actually from Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Rocks. Cleveland Ohio, yeah. We had Danger at My Heels and introduction track. Yeah. So we like, depends where you get your tunes from. It could be sort of homogenizing, monetizing, and subscriptions through some corporate hedge fund thing, conglomerate, billionaires doing their study groups and their formulas and their mathematical algorithms. That's a word you hear a lot this week. Bankers, yeah. Consolidating and monopolizing their platforms and their little meta universes and stuff versus your community radio station just downtown here somehow.
The real deal.
Real deal.
No AI here.
No AI talking about lemon oil, furniture polish in the middle of the night. I don't know why the hell that happened, but it just did. Oh. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah. There's nothing really off the table on CKW. I've heard some unbelievably good conversations on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some great ones. Crying out loud.
Yeah, we had all sorts of critical views over the years and some, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I sometimes like, wow.
Yeah.
I had those moments like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I went off the rails a few times, especially in this, in what I call the crazy era, you know, with all the stuff going on down south. And I had a few shows where I kind of lost my temper, you know. I was getting all ticked off, especially when that poor lady got blasted down in Minneapolis. I was a bit upset, and I went on the I think that happened a couple days before the old Night Danger show, and I was like, I was breathing fire that night a little bit. Dang, you know. And I'm still not happy about it, you know, I gotta say, but what can I do?
Well, we had the song Fascist in Our Midst there.
That's right.
I'm a little more, well, I wouldn't say diplomatic, a little more. You know, revenge is a dish best served cold. I'm a cold calculating type of guy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Machiavellian sometimes, but... yeah, you know, it's like... Kind of take a page from that. There's always a time to vent. I mean, we have democracy now. They can vent all they want there.
That's right.
That's a program we have. Actually, a listener had suggested that many, many years ago, and that was the first program. We were the first station to air this outside of the United States.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, actually, we brought her, we flown her into Winnipeg when we were hosting a conference for other stations in Canada. We were having a big get-together and strategizing and stuff. And a lot of learning. We learned from each other quite a bit. And then, I guess a lot of people picked up an Amy, and they are broadcasting the whole. And I think different places, like maybe Australia, I can't remember. And yeah, I don't know, somewhere there's a lot of stations around the world.
I was told by Rob and Scott, I think, or was it Sam? But anyways, they told me that if they actually make the mistake of broadcasting Democracy Now a minute late, the phone just starts ringing. People are like, hey, where's Democracy Now?
There's definitely people depend on CKW for their news.
For sure.
And we depend on the listener to keep us going so we can actually do that.
That's right.
And other programs that we've had come through our schedule and gone away and then brought it back.
And you know what? We've been doing, I did a little research, and we've been doing Fun Drive since the year 2000. That's how long the listeners of CKW have kept us commercial free, and we don't have to. We actually don't get any money from the government, which is pretty good, and I like that. And we don't get any money from the big corporations. I suppose we could phone up Pepsi and say, "Hey, you want to advertise on our show?" But we would rather just get $60,000 and keep going commercial free. Personally,
yeah, that's true. We have. We have resources, I remember, to bring in programs from other stations. Some of our programs here at CKW have gone on to be broadcast on other stations, like out of Newfoundland, for example.
Boots and Saddle. Boots and Saddle, I think, is on CKW, but also a couple other stations as well, right?
Yeah.
So, and who else? Oh, you know, who else has his show is Thrash Can for you heavy metal music people like me. Thrash Can gets broadcast in somewhere in BC as well as CKW. So, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that going on because there's a lot of ridiculously awesome shows on this radio station. So it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah,
you know, that's for sure.
In the background, we have something. Actually, it's someone had a few years ago. There's the Chinese radio station, a jamming radio station. They would play this on top of another radio station to blot out. So they're trying to censor the news from an enemy station.
Really?
So this is called Fire Drake, and someone found a satellite feed. So this is the satellite feed for a Chinese jamming radio jammer station.
Wow! Holy cow!
Yeah,
that's like Star Wars stuff. Hey, we're gonna jam their frequencies.
So they gave us a 1 hour recording of this crystal clear satellite feed for. This is quite a few years ago, but I think I'm gonna update. Anyways, but. So you have, if you value your media, the censorship that goes on.
Holy cow!
See, I can't talk over to Susie.
No. That's like me when things aren't going right in the kitchen. You know, I'm like, what in the heck is? You know, the spaghetti sauce tastes like garbage. You know?
Sounds good though.
That's good
spaghetti.
Good tones on the pots and pans there. Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, this laugh.
Yeah. You know, the instrumentation is like. I mean, you have like steel drums out of Jamaica and Trinidad and all that, and that like the craft to make the steel drum sound the way it does.
Seriously.
And then I guess over here in the Asia. Their instruments have a certain doing to it too, so it's pretty, you know.
I don't mind.
And there's that guy that has a fiddle there in Port. I haven't seen him in many years now, or a couple years, but he used to, maybe in the summertime, he'd come out, he'd have electrically amplified fiddle. Sort of have that, and
Wow.
He'd be busking there.
You know what? Just you kind of triggered my memory. Something weird happened. I came to the station. It wasn't for Fun Drive. I think it was for a board meeting or whatever. And there was a gentleman who had like a little amplifier, a practice amp, on the corner of Spence and Ellis, and he was reciting the Bible.
That was
interesting. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a real soapbox square here down here in downtown these days.
Yeah? Yeah? So. I was like, hey, good for you, man.
Yep.
Say your thing. That's what I say. Wow. Well, here come the drums, eh?
Yep. Okay. So.
Wow, that's awesome. This sounds really good in headphones. Hopefully, if you're listening at home, you got the headphones on for this. This is pretty cool. But also, if you're at home, you should call us. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Courtesy of the, the Chinese spy agency. I don't know who's doing this. Who's responsible for that stuff? But there you go. Pretty good. If you enjoy your media freedom and information and weirdness of this, you can pledge at 204-774-6877. There you go. You never know where we're going to find the music that we pull out.
Yeah. Let's jam their frequencies.
Yeah.
With pots and pans.
Take that, bankers. Yeah. Anyways.
That's what we should do to... who should we do this to? Whose frequencies should we jam? I'm trying to think of who... What
well,
frequency.
We're licensed. We can't exactly... Yeah.
It sounds fun to jam someone's frequencies, though. I don't know. Like, hey? I don't know. Would that be maybe, satisfying to you if you were like, hey, I jammed...
Well, you know, if the things really go down south, we can go and blot out Fox News or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Or one of those hater places, you know, that just spews the old hate.
Around, yeah, I actually do sort of tune in on shortwave. There's a lot of nasty stuff there. I sort of like... See it come... I don't know. It's like I really... What's that? Like a doom scrolling, but on the radio. And you sort of, I can only do it for so long. Like, oh, this is enough of this crap. And I just shut up, you know.
So can you explain to me doom scrolling? What is that?
It's like when there's like a real, like some horrible news. And you're just looking at, you're sort of like scrolling. Like, oh, this is bad. And you're sort of like trying to find more information about it for some reason. Or you're just like, it's during the pandemic too. It's like a big thing.
Oh, okay.
And there's like all this horrible news, and you just like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's like,
I could imagine.
You're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, basically.
Oh. You know what?
But then you realize, like, it should have been like, it's like, why am I doing this? Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, I know this is pretty bad, but, you know, I got to make, you know, this more to life than, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. You know, it's less life, I guess. So
I do a lot of cats scrolling, like not doom scrolling. Just no, but my thing's all full of cats.
Like
cool.
Oh, isn't that? Yeah, it's very different. Very different. Yeah, but yeah. It's the same. It's like the opposite. But you're still maybe you're getting dopamine hits from the kitties. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Winnipeggers, has everyone been to Cleopatra's? They have two locations: one Osborne, one Portage Avenue.
I've been to the Portage one a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's like a million cats, like there's 20 cats or something on hand, like right there. Like, hey, there's cats.
I've never been in the room. I've been close to the room just having my coffee.
Yeah. I heard you have to pay like 10 bones or something and to see the cats, to go hang out with the cats and stuff.
That's the thing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I won't go because I'll end up walking out with a cat. That might not work out that good.
Got my own cat.
Yeah.
My partner's cat, too. He's got like Pandora. No.
Oh, so there's two technically.
Well, my place and his place.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so you got like the cat.
So do you think they would get along if they?
No, my cat's a real beat. Yeah, my cat's my cat's a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Just put it that way.
Okay.
She's so nice, and all of a sudden, what the hell got into this cat? Just like, boom, just hissy, piss, yeah.
Interesting.
Spitting. I need to put on like oven mitts to pick like or welding gloves or something to pick up the cat.
Kevlar.
Like, yeah.
Well, if you like cats, we love cats here. So
774
6877 meow.
Yeah, otherwise the cat's like cuddling up to me because it's too cold in the house.
Yeah. I think you're getting used.
Yeah.
Like I said, cats are smart. That's for sure. So. Listen, I'm going to get out of here pretty soon. I think it's almost 3 in the morning. Is it? Oh, yeah, it's quarter to 2. Quarter to 3.
Okay. And I'll have that just mustard rolling up in about that time.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
But someone should call, because I'm here.
Yeah.
And I could take the call, like right now, and we could put your pledge in, and we're laughing all the way to the bank, all the way to our bank account, which is growing slowly but surely, you know? Mm. And we are just past the halfway point of Fun Drive 2026. We're doing well, but like I said, we're not quite halfway to $60,000. And I'll tell you, we'd love to be at $60,000. And I said on my show that we would love to be at $60,000. Before Fun Drive is over, because last year we made it, we did $60,075. That's how close it was. But we didn't reach that goal until like probably 5 or 6 months after Fun Drive was over. And it would be a big party here if we could do $60,000 by next Friday at 5 p.m. That would be, like, there would be a lot of happy people here, I'll tell you that much, including me. So, if you can help out now, try the web. What the heck? Everyone's got the freaking website going on. So www.ckw.ca. Use that forward slash button, and it's donate after that, and you can fill it all out yourself. And by the way, you know, if you have trouble with the website, it's pretty straightforward, but if you got trouble with it, call.
Yeah.
Maybe we could help you out. Maybe we could walk you through it or something like that. So, yeah, we'll be like weird CKW tech support, you know?
Okay. Yep.
I had too many tech support jobs, but hey.
Yeah, geez. But you're practiced and you're great.
Yeah, yeah.
For that,
yeah. I'm a bit rusty now, though.
Okay. Take this logarithm. Switch from China to Korea. This is Shin Jong Hyung from Where to Where. It's Funky Broadway and then some other song probably was yep. CKW.
이번 스테이지는 우리 더 퀘션스의 솔로 싱가로 있는 박인수군이 여러분에게 Funky Broadway를 보내드리겠습니다.
could care less, because I do my shit. This is what you got right here. Right here.
Chatman 보고 싶네.
Well, that's a yawn. Night Danger. What's that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Night Danger is going to sleep. So I'm going solo for 3 hours.
Holy cow, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah. Cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it works. That's all I know. Okay. The price is right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I can't take the heat.
774-6877 is the number to call. Area code 204. Country code 1. in case you're... What time is this? Like, well, it would be about 9 a.m. there. Well, something like that. Like, roughly in the UK right now. So you just having your eggs and tea. Or coffee or whatever the hell you're eating there. Yeah, there you go. Just reading the paper. And actually, there's nothing like having a physical paper to grease up in the morning and complain over, you know? That's how you do it. Hard to scroll on the eating eggs. And it's not the same because you don't rumple the paper, you know? You know, it's a certain ritual to morning papers. And yeah. Although, anyway, whatever. Yeah. Speaking of UK, here's the Sleaford mods. The demise of Planet X. From the... Well, it's a title track too, apparently. Okay. Yeah.
Ominous.
Yep. Did you want to say goodbye or no? No?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Fade fast.
Yeah, let me put this back on.
I'm reheating my coffee.
Am I actually on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on. Well, pledge now. You're really going to make David work, though, because I can't answer the phone anymore. I need to get to a little bit of shut-eye. And then this weekend, I think I got to do a bunch of stuff around the house. Although it is Festival, it is Fun Drive, of course. And it's a long weekend. It's a Louis Riel long weekend, so there's probably a lot going on. I think the weather's supposed to stay somewhat okay. So, yeah.
I was hoping to skate some point. I haven't had time.
Ooh,
I literally came home from work. I ate. I fell asleep. I came back here.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But no, if you're at home and you're kind of on the fence, you're thinking maybe you've never pledged before, I don't know, maybe start with a $35 pledge, get your friends a CKW card going, save a whole bunch of money around town, including the Cinematheque, which we were just talking about. And by the way,